entrepreneurial time. And basically, what we've noticed, maybe you have too, is we don't have to turn a time clock into Mecan, and it isn't so many hours and we get paid. It's basically just paid on performance and the sale of products. And several of us had the opportunity to go to dinner with Mr. Foley, and he came up to me and he said, one of the big things, of course, is how much are you doing? And also, I think another thing I think is a really good indicator, if somebody's been in the business a long time, what happens is maybe you go into management or something like that, and it's really awesome to see somebody that's been in a long time doing high personal group volume, qualified personal group volume. What that means is just the volume that you're generating of people that are less than sober. And he made me feel pretty good because he says I was number two in all of the North America and Europe. And then he mentioned, you know who number one was? And he said, Michael DiMuccio. So he's out there pushing and amazing. So I just like to... share something, and I just bought this book to bring down to read, and it's Mojo. Do you know what Mojo is? It says Mojo is the moment when you do something that's purposeful, powerful, and positive, and the rest of the world recognizes it. So I just wanted to recognize Mike on that. But here's another thing on Mojo. Mojo is that positive spirit toward what we are doing now. And here's the thing right here. Mojo is at its peak when we are experiencing both happiness and meaning in what we are doing and communicating this experience to the world around us. So anyway, Michael, I haven't read it yet. Hope you don't mind my notes on the first few pages, but there we go, buddy. Mr. Mojo, Michael Mojo. Michael DiMuccio. Oh, I love this business. Now, is that kind of the intro, and then I get to have some more time to talk about my talk? No, seriously, am I done, or have I got a little bit of time?
Yeah, you'll have 10 minutes after this.
Oh, I got 10 minutes, so I got 11 minutes. Okay, let's see, what should I talk about? Okay, since we live in, since we're having this event in Utah, has anybody heard of Larry Miller? Okay, one of the things that I think is really interesting, I read this article, and it talked about Larry Miller has done more for the state of Utah than any other person, save Brigham Young. It's kind of an interesting thought right there, and if you look at that, okay, what did he do, and how did he get to be where he is? And I started reading about him, and let's see, where did I put my notes?
Right here.
Oh, thanks. Oh. We're a team. Okay, but you know, one of the things I think is just fascinating is when he was just getting ready to turn 27, at that point in his life, he had picked fruit, mixed mortar for a mason, and you know, just kind of odd jobs and stuff, and he just got hired on to manage the parts department at a Toyota dealership. And it all of a sudden just hit him. 27 years old, married, two kids, another one on the way, no college, no special training whatsoever, and all of a sudden he's there at the parts department thinking, I don't have anything other than my energy, and wow, kids, the responsibility of, you know, housing, food, education, later on retirement, all of this just hit him, just like a cold water. He said that was a defining moment in his life. Why I mention that is pretty much anybody that's achieved greatness can actually look back at a defining moment in their life. And what we've done purposely, and hopefully there will be several aha moments throughout this where you'll kind of get inside yourself and think, man, I need to get my act together. Why can't I rise to a higher level? And if I'm already in this, is this worthy? Is this good? And that's what I got excited when I first saw Mecan. I thought, wow, this is something worthy of my all, something I can put myself into. And this is what happened to Larry Miller, at that moment, he remembers everything when he made that big decision that he says, okay, this is what I've got right here is the parts department. I am going to be good in it. In fact, let me just make sure, because he says it so well. Let's see, he says, all I had was my energy. It scared me. The feeling was so overwhelming that I stopped what I was doing to ponder the matter. I decided I had to be extremely good at something. And then he just kind of thought, okay, parts. There's a lot of dealers. They all have the very same parts. They have essentially the same prices that they offer. And so he determined that what he could offer, what he believed, was just service and hustle. And he said this right here. He said, I would simply outwork them. I would become so good that I could not be denied. I was obsessed with doing everything I could do and accomplishing as much as I could. I had an extreme sense of urgency. What would happen if you did that with Nikan? Now, in parts, this is how he talks about it. He says, I decided to be a student of everything. And parts, he talks about this. He says, learning all the fundamentals of the parts business, ordering systems, delivery systems, hiring practices, training practices. He decided to just be incredible in all of these facets. Jim Rohn, you've probably heard, he says that pretty much everything is a half a dozen things. What are the skills in Nikan that you could be really, really good at? Basically, you know, to be really good, it's actually two things. It's just recruiting and developing leaders. But then it kind of goes into a subset. Okay, finding people, putting them on a list, get really good at doing that, getting really good at arousing interest so you can go see them, and then showing them the story, demonstrating, getting referrals, teaching them to do the same thing, and then just do that over and over, and then do lots of it, and just get really, really good, and you will not be denied. It will happen. Don't you think?
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, okay, what happened to him? And this is another statement. He says, I will overpower problems with work. And work is, you know, Nikan, I got to tell you, I've shared this with people because this is a dire warning. Nikan really messes up your mind. Since I've been in Nikan, I can't tell whether I'm working or playing. It's that good. And if it's fun, you can do lots of it. And so don't think, oh, I've talked to three people and nothing's happened yet. Don't get all excited about one individual encounter. Just get invested in the process. And really is the magic of the numbers. And these are the magics that happened with Larry. Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is right from the book. Okay, well, I wasn't good at delivering service and parts. I was world class. Wow. I wanted parts delivered 5 minutes ago. That's a neat thought. I was the quarterback running the two-minute offense. I produced results. Okay, when he started, the store was doing about $6,500 a month in parts. Just to go through it real quick, within just a 3 years, he became his dealership became the first dealership that had parts orders of over $1 million a year. They hit $2 million a year before any other dealer hit $1 million, $3 million, same thing. Just went on. Eventually. Build an empire and all kinds of different businesses and that, but that pretty much it's just that. Now here's a thought that I'd like you to think about. What if somehow we could turn back the clock and you bumped into Larry Miller while he's having this epiphany, wondering what he's going to do, and you got him into Nikan instead of Toyota. Wouldn't that be a fun thought? And when I read that, I actually had the opportunity to be in Japan years ago when Japan was the headquarters of Nikan, and they had this thing on the wall, and all I could read was in English was Toyota and Nikan. Everything else was in kanji. I didn't understand it. I asked someone, and they said, our goal is to be bigger than Toyota. Oh, what a feeling. You know. And you know, think about this. Especially driving around, you see all these myriads of cars, and you think, wow, that's a huge business, and Toyota is a major player in that. Little Nikian being bigger than Toyota. I want you to think about something. I've got a son-in-law, and he's doing quite well. He's got a really nice Suburban, and he's got a Toyota Tundra. And you think about that, that's probably about $90,000. And you think about health, is that very much in money, $90,000? Here's something fascinating. He got bit by a rattlesnake last summer. And take a guess how much the final bill was, including the helicopter ride and the anti-snake venom, which is really expensive.
$150,000.
Oh my goodness. and you know, and thank goodness for all of that medical stuff. But boy, you know, you look at the dealership, and then you look at these huge buildings that are everywhere. In fact, let me show you something here. Just real quick, we're up at the Cliff Lodge in Snow Basin, and Snowbird, excuse me, and they have this big conference going on, and this is just one of the things I took off the table, and oh my goodness, there's so much to do with this. In fact, you know, they're talking about this world initiative, and this is their schedule of it's so complicated. And this particular one I picked up, it just said cell structure and function. You know, cells, if you're healthy, the reason is because your cells are healthy. If your cells are unhealthy, you're going to get sick. And I think if you drink Nican water, take Jade Greenzymes, sleep in a Nican bed, do all those kind of things, your cells are going to be healthy and happy. And I'm glad people are researching this, but we've got a better idea. And I don't know, this is exciting, but ours is so much more simple. Let's just do it. Let's go for it. And let's make this the mark of the new era of Nican. And it says stop, please, but you know what? We're just getting started. So let's go for it.